The Taliban say they've defeated the last resistance to their rule in Afghanistan. And photos posted today do appear to show Taliban fighters in control of the northern province of Panjshir, although resistance leaders there claim the fight is far from over. There are also grounded evacuation planes and a women's march that protesters say was beaten back. So let's check in with Susanna George. She's the Washington Post bureau chief in Afghanistan, in Kabul. And Susanna, Panjshir was home to fierce resistance to the Taliban 20 years ago. It was the only province the Taliban didn't take last month. What's your sense of what's going on there now?
Well, it's really difficult to know what's going on there. Communications are really shoddy. But what we do know is that it's a pretty brutal fight at this point. Yeah. Even though there were calls from resistance leaders as recently as Sunday for talks to resume and for the fighting to end, it does seem like the fighting has become very brutal.
And what's your sense of these resistance fighters in this region being able to sort of live, you know, autonomously or alongside a Taliban rule? I mean, what's your sense of endgame here?
It seems pretty clear that this is going to end militarily at this point. You know, this was one of the areas of the country in the 1990s that the Taliban was never able to take over. If the Taliban is able to completely retake this province, it really shows how much more of a fierce fighting force the Taliban is now compared to 20 years ago. You know, the group has had 20 years of experience fighting one of the most powerful militaries in the world. And now they're incredibly well armed. A lot of that is American arms that were taken by the Taliban during this series of surrender deals in the lead up to the fall of Kabul.
That's so interesting. Just to underscore what you said, the Taliban may have more control now than they did 20 years ago. Well, further north, the airport in Mazar-e-Sharif, evacuation planes have been sort of stuck on the ground there for days. Hundreds of people waiting for evacuation. Many might be American. What's going on here? Is the Taliban holding up the planes? Is there some other issue? Is this a hostage taking, which is being called by, you know, the Fox network here? What's going on?
What we're hearing from people who are involved in this evacuation effort and what I'm hearing from people who are waiting to be evacuated in this effort, these are people who traveled from Kabul up to Mazar in the hopes of getting on one of these planes. They are saying that the Taliban are not giving the planes permission to take off. The Taliban have not confirmed that. If that is true, it means that the Taliban are going back on one of the pledges that the group made to the U.S., which is that Afghans will have freedom of movement after the U.S. airlift ends and once the group is in control. It's unclear exactly why the planes are not leaving, but it's very clear that it has been days and it's hundreds of people desperate to leave the country who are being prevented from doing so for some reason.
So we'll wait to hear what happens there. But meantime, women in Kabul are saying that the Taliban have gone back on their word to be a different kind of ruling force, that they beat and gassed these women who were protesting for greater inclusion in the new government. What is your sense of, you know, what happened then over the weekend at these protests and what will happen now?
Yeah, I spoke to one of the women who was at these protests that turned incredibly violent over the weekend. Mm-hmm. She herself was beaten. And after that experience, she said that she's decided that it's too dangerous to continue protesting. And she now is in her home and says that she fears a knock at the door from the Taliban any moment. Mm. She said it's the same for most of the other women who were involved in the protest. When I asked a Taliban spokesperson about the violence in particular from this protest, he condemned it, but he also in part kind of blamed the protesters. He said this is not a time for protesting. He said the security situation in Kabul is not stable enough for protests. And so he asked everyone, you know, men and women, not to protest in the city.
Susanna George, Afghanistan bureau chief for The Washington Post in Kabul herself. Susanna, thank you so much.
Thank you.